Hello, I'm Ruth Morton, an IT Pro Advisor at Microsoft Canada. Welcome to the IT Manager Podcast, a monthly audio information series designed to provide a fresh perspective on the latest IT trends and insight on how you can leverage technology to further drive business value. I invite you to visit microsoft.ca/IT podcast for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Once the exclusive domain of national labs, banks, and large corporations, high-performance computing solutions have been making steady inroads into the mainstream. Take the Masters of Digital Media program at Great Northern Wake Campus. They needed more computing power so they could render state-of-the-art animations. They also needed the technology to streamline server management and deliver tighter integration with their desktop and workstation environment. A panel of experts, including Mark Lang from Great Northern Wake Campus, Anthony Brown from Seven Group, and Nick Garcusha from Microsoft Canada, are here in the studio to discuss the affordability of high-performance computing technology and how students in the program are using this technology to fuel their creativity and their work. Before we get started, can everyone just introduce themselves briefly and tell us a bit about your organization and your role? And perhaps, Mark, we'll start with you on the phone.
Hi, Mark Lang, Director of Technology for the MDM program, which is the Masters of Digital Media at the Great Northern Wake campus in Vancouver.
Hi, my name is Anthony Brown. I'm a Managing Director over at Seven Group, one of the founding partners of Seven Group. And Seven Group is an IT integrator that specializes in both HPC, in the enterprise, and digital media.
Hi, my name is Nick Garcusha. I'm the Platform Strategy Manager and High Performance Computing Lead for Microsoft Canada. And I'm specifically responsible for high performance computing products such as Windows Compute Cluster Server that we lovingly call CCS, and probably hear throughout this podcast, and also upcoming product Windows HPC Server 2008.
Fantastic. Well, let's start off with just talking a bit about high-performance computing, because traditionally it has been very expensive and it's only been used by governments or large organizations. But we're seeing a bit of a change, and today we're seeing a lot of different industries using it. So first of all, like, what has led to this technology becoming more affordable, and what kinds of industries are we seeing using this technology?
Well, I think it's driven by primarily three factors. There's hardware costs, right? Then there's software and skills. And let me explain. So let's look at hardware. Supercomputing in the past was pretty much out of realm of an average user or a company, unless they were a government agency, for example. And now supercomputing is becoming more affordable because of the commodity hardware. But then there's also software aspect and the skills aspect. With software like Windows and Windows Compute Cluster Server, you're able to deploy these clusters a lot more easier. And with traditional Windows IT management skills, you can manage those clusters a lot easier as well.
Yeah, actually, for example, one of our reps here in Toronto comes from the animation and special effects industry, actually used to work at those studios. And in some cases, those studios had to make a decision to go to high-performance computing to do their rendering, but they couldn't get a farm because they couldn't find somebody who knew how to run one. So nowadays, of course, with a product like Microsoft CCS, that's no longer the case.
And what kind of specific industries are making use of it?
Well, we see a lot of use in Canada, specifically in oil and gas for reservoir simulation, for example. Here in Toronto, we see a lot of use in financial services and capital markets, as well as actuary space. There's a lot of interesting use case scenarios in manufacturing and, of course, specifically in digital content for rendering games and animation as well.
Animation companies have been using high-performance computing in the form of render farms for a number of years now, but it was really kind of the realm of the large, you know, your Pixars and DreamWorks of the world that were really utilizing the high-performance computing model to render out their films. Nowadays, we're seeing it in smaller animation companies, special effects companies, and even video game companies adopting technology and digital media.
Mark, how about you tell us a bit about the Masters of Digital Media program at the campus there?
Yeah, it's a two-year program, and the mandate of this program is to bring all the technology to the students that will make them a high-priced commodity when they get out of the school. And part of that was actually, you know, showing them what a real render farm was and using all of the applications that anybody would use in any of these special effects houses outside. And in doing so, we found that they very quickly created incredibly complex scenes, incredibly complex projects, and we found that we had to step up. CCS and our render farm helped us do this. We could not have done it without this.
And what kinds of examples of the projects are the students would work on?
Well, one of the projects, they're rendering incredibly intense sort of environmental scenes for kind of an architectural fly-through. And what this, the software that we're using on this, it needed a lot of horsepower to render. So on the desktop, it was taking 2-3 hours a frame to render. On the farm, we were getting a third of that in time. It's still an intense scene. It's still a long time. But without the farm, there's no way that they could have actually made their deadlines.
You were actually indicating earlier when we were talking that sometimes students would not get their projects complete because they could not render it in time. Now they have no excuse, right?
Well, yeah, I guess I can say that.
Students are going to get you later.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not listening to this.
So, Anthony, are you seeing the same things happening in the industry where smaller companies can do more rendering now?
Oh, absolutely. As Nick mentioned, there's a couple of layers. Number one is the cost of entry. You know, how easy is it to get into this sort of stuff? The other one was the skill set. And in the case of a smaller studio, they have challenges in both realms. They're bidding on projects that have very tight margins, and they only have a limited amount of manpower and skill set available to them to access it. So by having a product like CCS and by having commodity hardware, it gives those guys the chance to get into that. I'm seeing a lot of companies that used to do, say, commercial work or something like that, where they were doing small special effects jobs for commercials or something like that, moving into the longer form, episodic television or even feature films.
Right. There are a lot of Linux HPC solutions available. So, Mark, why did you guys decide to use Microsoft's platform for HPC?
Well, actually, in a previous life with a different company, I actually managed a large Linux render farm. And so the problems that I was seeing there, I'm not seeing here. Applications are much easier to administer and largely supported much better on the Windows platform. A lot of issues that I had over there I don't have now.
Anthony, and you guys recommended this solution, did you not? So
yes.
Tell us a bit about that process.
So, Seven Group is engaged with some of the largest animation, special effects, and video game companies in the world. And we build those studios for those guys. And we've, have traditionally been working with Linux because it was kind of the de facto standard. The challenges that we had around there was, as Mark mentioned, things like application compatibility, patches, and kind of just having to go through a whole tweaking process to get this farm up and running. In the case of Masters of Digital Media program, they not only need to have a very flexible platform because they're not only doing animation alone or special effects alone, they're doing animation, special effects, and video games all on the same farm. So they need an extremely flexible platform, and they need it to be able to manage that farm with a very small number of staff. And the CCS product, lent itself very well to that environment. Not only was it flexible, people write video games on Microsoft. They don't write video games on Linux. So, right away, that was one point that lent itself to going with CCS. But the other thing was we didn't have all the patching. We had all the applications that we put on the farm were compatible day one. In fact, it only took us a couple days to deploy it.
Actually, I wanted to ask you more about that. How was the deployment? And can you tell us a bit about the challenges or the non-challenges that you found as you went through?
Well, I'd like to say that it was very complex and required a ton of specialized engineering. But the fact of the matter is that we basically were able to go in there, deploy an 80-core farm, compute farm, in about 2 days. And a lot of that really wasn't actually getting the hardware and the operating system up and running. It was adding on the applications and the pipeline management and all that sort of stuff after the fact. So it was really quite easy. And again, it just lowers that level of entry for most companies to be able to access this technology.
Mark, how about you tell us about the performance that you've seen with Windows Compute Cluster Server 2003 and what kind of benefits the students and faculty have experienced?
I think the benefits are multiple. Performance has been really good. The CCS, it's not a real heavy OS, so there seems to be a lot less overhead with it. Stability has been amazing. I don't think I've ever had one crash on me yet, quite frankly. It's rare that I can actually say that. So stability combined with performance has made the workflow a much faster workflow. So the students can do many more versions of what they're trying to get to the final product, which allows them to sort of push the limit of their art, so to speak. And, yeah, they've loved it. A lot of them don't realize what's going on in the background. All they know is that things are working.
And Anthony, maybe how has the use of HPC in general in the industry changed how the industry does animation and rendering?
Technology is all about the enablement of the artist. Having technology and all these flashy lights and everything, sure, it makes us guys feel all cool to go in and play with that stuff. But really, as far as those companies are concerned, it has to enable the artist. They want to be seamless and invisible to those people. And so if you take a look at kind of like from a history standpoint, you take a look at, say, over the last 10 years or so, how it's impacted the industry. Back when they made Toy Story, it took an hour a frame to render. Now when they made Ratatouille, it took an hour a frame to render. But you take a look at the difference in the quality of the two products, how the textures and having water available and hair and fur and all that sort of stuff being in a film that just wasn't even available to them back when they did Toy Story. If you take a look at video games, for example, when they had the Xbox, the first Xbox coming out, most of the games were not HD, or some, and even the ones that were like 420p or 720p maybe. And they didn't really require the level of computing and math crunching and compiling that the new Xbox 360 requires, where everything is 1080p, everything is 5.1 surround. The games are larger, they're on DVDs, not CDs, and it takes a whole lot longer to compile those games. Right. So, you know, where they may have been able to do it on a workstation overnight, now they need like 10 workstations to do the same compiling. And this is where that compute cluster comes in. It basically gives the ability for these artists and these developers to access a huge amount of compute power almost as if it was under their desk.
So we talked about how students benefit, and we've also talked about how the industry has changed because of HPC. But Mark, maybe you can speak to how easy it has been for your IT team to manage.
That's an easy answer. It's actually been incredibly easy through the use of Active Directory. For example, when a student comes online, it's incredibly easy to create their accounts, create their email accounts, sign printers, file services. All of that is incredibly easy, and all that propagates down to the CCS system, so it's not a different system. It's all part of the core, which makes it incredibly easy for my staff.
I can actually tell you from experience, it's not the case when you're running Linux. The farm is completely segmented off. It's on a different VLAN. It's a completely separate resource, and it's very difficult to tie into the rest of the environment.
Yeah, no, and also to schedule jobs and tasks and being able to send a job with tasks, you know, in a Linux environment, it would require you to FTP a lot of times and extra steps, one after the other. In an environment where everything has to be produced with a tight timeline, yeah, you just can't afford that.
You actually ended up training users, not even IT staff. You had to train your users on how to access the farm. It's seamless to them. Again, it's the industry is driving towards enabling the artists, but making it invisible to the artists.
Fantastic. Yeah, training users is not something I have time for.
No.
No. And also, you must get a lot of students leaving and joining the school, and you'd have to manage that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that does happen, because every September, we bring in more students on a two-year course, so that rotates every September. We're actually now looking at bringing in more students at different times also, so plus multiple programs going on during the summer months. So, yeah, I needed a system that was easy to maintain, and I couldn't get this with other systems. This is the system I needed.
Okay, and last question, guys. You know, we've talked about how the Windows Compute Cluster has made sense for the Masters of Digital Media program at the Great Northern Way campus. So what are the top three reasons why other businesses might consider it? Nick, maybe you want to start off with this one.
Sure. Well, I think it comes down to the amazing compute power that's now becoming available through commodity hardware, and being able to do that in the service scenario, but still leverage all the Windows skills and basically have an experience of working in a workstation environment, but with all that compute power in the back end. That's probably the primary reason for thinking about a compute cluster or a render farm.
Yeah, if I can jump in here. If you take a look at the industry, there's going to be two factors, and it can bring it down to, you know, what it means for industry and what it means, for example, for video games. So in the case of the industry, they almost don't have a choice but to move to high-performance computing in general. It's the large servers and the, you know, the Crays and the Sperrys and all that sort of stuff that's really gone away. It's gone to grid computing. It's gone to commodity hardware. And anything that you can do to enable that technology and make it easier and more accessible to the rest of the industry is going to be, you know, jumped on. And when it comes to, for example, if we were to take video games as an example, video games are made on the Microsoft operating system. They're not made on Linux or Solaris or any of the other operating systems out there in the market. So all of their IT staff is trained in Microsoft. All their, you know, IT staff understand things like Active Directory and, you know, Exchange and SQL and all that sort of stuff. They don't know about the other products that are in the industry. So for them, the ability to be able to deploy high-performance computing with the Microsoft operating system gives them that level of comfort, and they don't have to, you know, train staff or find new staff to be able to implement it. And it fits with the rest of their workflow. All of their workstations are all running Microsoft, and it's so much easier, so much seamless to deploy for them.
So if I'm a business and I want to get into HPC, or if I want to learn more about the Windows Compute Cluster, where would I go?
Well, Microsoft Canada, we just put together an interesting website on specific use case scenarios for HPC, and we made it special to Canada. You can go to www.microsoft.ca/HPC and get all the information and some case studies, and also links to some of the events that we do all across Canada with our partners like 7 Group.
And Anthony, do you have any resources?
Absolutely. If you're interested in contacting 7 Group, I mean, first of all, to get information from 7 Group, go to www.7gdm.com. That's 7 Group Digital Media, but we give you the acronym so you don't have to break your fingers typing it. So that's www.7gdm.com. Our contact information is on there, and please do give us a call. We'd love to chat with you.
If you need to find out more about the Masters of Digital Media program, the best way to do that is to go to mdm.gnwc.ca.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today, and for Mark for joining us on the phone and for sharing all your knowledge and experiences with our listeners.
Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, same here. Thanks a lot, Ruth.
Great. That concludes this episode of the IT Manager Podcast. We hope what you've heard today inspires you to look at how high-performance computing technology can help your business. Let us know what you thought of this episode by posting a comment at microsoft.ca/IT podcast, where you'll also find supplementary resources and other podcast episodes. Join us again next month, where we'll be taking you live to the launch of Microsoft Windows Server 2008, Visual Studio 2008, and SQL Server 2008. Thanks again for listening.